Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing friend you are, Lord God. You are amazing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the Almighty Father, the Almighty God. Nobody's great like you. Nobody's holy like you. You are magnificent God. Oh, Lord, you reign on the just as well as the unjust. You're reigning on those who don't even want to hear what Mokoshe you have to say. You're an amazing Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing on our behalf, in Jesus' name, oh, we appreciate you, Father God. We call upon your mighty name. You are holy. You are righteous. You are King of kings. And we say good afternoon. Hallelujah. Good afternoon to the King of kings, the Almighty Father. Good afternoon to each and every one of you who joined us on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We look forward to you participating with us today in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for each and every person that's on, those who are coming on, those who are, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have assigned to come on. So we praise you. We honor you. We bless you today. We just thank you for what you're doing in us. We surrender all to you. Oh, God, I thank you that on the 23rd of February, 2022, oh, we are bowing down to worship you, to honor you, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We bless your name today. We praise your name today. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you are about to do. We honor you right now. We give you glory because you are the King of glory. And we thank you that you are omnipotent, most powerful God in the universe. And you said, have no other gods before us. So, Father, anyway, we have any gods, any idol gods, any little gods that we serve, oh, God, forgive us. Oh, God, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You are the only true and living God. You are faithful. No God can compare to how great, how powerful you are. Because you are powerful. You are El Shaddai, Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to you. So today we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in us. We welcome your presence, oh God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lead and guide us unto all truth. You said the truth will set us free. So today we're thanking you for truth on the inner being of each and every person. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, help us to hear, understand, and obey. Even when we don't understand, well, we would obey what your Spirit is telling us to do. In the name of Jesus, we won't be dumbfounded. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said your people perish because of a lack of knowledge. So, Father, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, your ways. Help us to be obedient in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are thanking you. You have kept us, oh, my God, all these years. You kept us from diseases known and unknown, from the coronavirus and all kind of viruses that may be in the atmosphere that we don't even know about. You have kept us, oh God, from incidents and accidents and all kinds of things that could have happened. But because of your great mercy, your love for us, we thank you. Oh, yeah, you kept us. Hallelujah. What an amazing Father you are. We're so grateful that we can call on your mighty name, your holy name. Yes, you didn't restrict us. Oh, God, we don't even have to go to the Pope, the pastor, the apostle, the whomever. We don't have to go to the president. Oh, no, we don't have to go. The king, we come to the King of kings, the one that made the kings of the earth. We, oh, God, we have an open door to come before your presence every day. You don't shut the door on us. Oh, no, your door is always open. You say, come on in. Come in and dwell in the secret place with me. Abide under my shadow. And, Lord, we say, you are almighty. We're coming to abide under your shadow, almighty. And we say, Lord, you are mighty, mightier than we thought yesterday. the moon, the stars, and they obey you. It's us human beings who are rebellious and stubborn. Forgive us. Remove every stubborn way from us, oh God. Help us to submit to you, oh God. And we just praise you right now. I thank you for ordering our steps, oh God. You know how to order our steps. Our steps every day.
I've come too far from You won't leave it like you can in Jesus' name. won't run or drive. Cause you're leaving like we came in just last week. Bow the flesh, come into sick all land. Oh, the spirit of the Lord is still the same. We won't leave him like we came in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that song.
Hallelujah.
We won't leave here like we came in Jesus' name. And you know what I always say about Sister Lanny and Sister Gloria Dean? That they must have been born. As soon as they were born, they put them right on that piano. Their fingers must have been moving on the piano. I thank God. They are, oh my God, excellent, excellent pianists and musicians. We thank God for them. We thank God for what he's doing in all of us. You know, he's doing great things. He loves us so much. So I appreciate those songs. We appreciate the Father and everything he's doing on our behalf. We thank God for, you know, each of you coming on today. You could have been eating your lunch or washing your clothes or doing whatever you, you know, wanted to do. But you took the time to come on with us, and we appreciate you. We thank God for you, right? Hello, you all. We have a great, mighty man of God on with us today. And guess what? Tomorrow is his birthday. He is 20-plus years young. Let's wish him happy birthday. He's a mighty man of God. He's a part of the Wednesday midweek Bible study. He has his own podcast in Jacksonville, Florida called The Grounded. He is truly grounded in the Word of God. He has a great relationship with God. So Gloria Dean is going to play a happy birthday song, and we're going to sing a song to him. Happy birthday, Brother Boy.
Amen.
Go ahead, sister.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
I was bugging him today. I was bugging him. I guess you say, why do you keep on bugging me? Because it's his birthday tomorrow. How old will you be, Minister Boyd?
I will be 26.
Amen.
26? Oh, my God. He's young. Thank God for him. He's going to say a prayer for all of us on here today. I tell you, he has his own podcast. He be bringing that word on there. I said, look at God. God downloaded the word in him, and it's awesome word. So, Brother Brian, if you can pray for all of us today, and we wish you happy birthday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, everyone. So let's get into it. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for your continual love, your everlasting love, your eternal love, Father. Thank you for continuing to love us, continue to lead us and guide us in the ways that we go, and continuing to uphold us, God, even when we can't uphold ourselves. So give us courage, even in our darkest times, God, for continuing to be a way out of no way, God, for continue to be a lantern into our feet. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to cover each and every one of us on this line. I pray that you will cover those that did not make it today, and you continue to cover those that are attached to each and every one of us, God. Continue to look after us in the way that only you can, God, and continue to guide us and teach us in the way that we should go in our lives. Continue to heal, God, those that need to be healed. Continue to deliver those who need to be delivered, and continue to be a comforter to those who rely on you for help. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ford. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And many more. You got to catch up with Mother Liddell. She turned 100 years old last year. You got to catch up with her. All right, Chad. Love her, too. Jasmine, we love you. All right. Well, you know, we are very fortunate to have with us, you know, each one of you today. Each one of you, we are fortunate to have you out on with us. And let me tell you something. We are so fortunate that we have talented, gifted people. God said, let me give her all these talents. Let me give them all these talents, all these gifts. But you know what? He chose this particular mighty woman of God from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He chose her. And he said, listen, I got a special work for you. And so, you know, she worked for the school board for many, many years. She's retired now. I think she's retired. You know, we don't ever really retire. We work for the school board. We keep on working. It may be with some of our family members or whatever. But she is a part of the Wednesday midweek Bible study group. We thank God for her. She's full of knowledge, full about nutrition. Oh, my God. She has. Now, let me tell you something. She doesn't sit in idle. She may be retired, but she works for the Lord every day. She has POP, Power of Prayer, Penetrating Schools, on Sunday night. Oh, yeah. She'd be praying, reaching the throne room of God, and she allow us to come on in and pray and reach the throne room of God with her. She's not selfish now. She come on Sunday night and praying. But she studied nutrition. She's a holistic holistic coach. So we thank God for her. She knew a lot about nutrition. So today she's going to share some knowledge with us on what we should and should not eat in 2022. Because, you know, it's not like it was in 1922 and, you know, all those different years. It's different now. So, Sister Mary, let God have his way in you. We're ready for you. Can you hear us, Sister Mary?
Can't. My phone does some things like it wants to do. I was muted.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Sister G. I have already enjoyed everything that has gone on. The music was, oh, my goodness, it was so wonderful. I love the song. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. And I don't feel no ways tired. I love coming on the midweek Bible study because it brings me joy. And I don't want my presentation to be a downer because the Lord is so good. He's so good.
Amen.
I am a certified holistic health coach. And one of the things that I do, is I have a little video that shows what I do. But it came to me that what I do by the grace of God is I love people into health by helping them find and fix those fundamental health issues that they struggle with. And I coach them along with the help of the Lord to have a better life. And I came across a scripture this morning that made me laugh, too, because of the subject that I'm going to talk about. Psalms 39, verse 1, and I don't know if I'm overstepping the bounds to read a scripture like this and laugh and think, that is exactly what I'm talking about. So Psalms 39, verse 1 says, I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. And if never before, as we live in 22, and we came through 21 and 20, we must begin to watch what we put into our mouth. Thanks, Sister G, for allowing me to come back again and to hit on some subjects that I'm very passionate about. Because as we are going through the pandemic, and unfortunately, we have lost so many friends and loved ones, and hearing about people who have passed on because of the pandemic. But just as important, we are putting things into our mouth and our body that are not good for us. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and that puts darkness for light and light for darkness, that puts bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We have to watch what we put into our mouth. And I talk to myself about that because I am still learning and I am growing and I'm still living. So we find out new things every day. I'm going to talk today about the a good food, bad food list. And I know that there are many, many different diets. There are many different ways of doing things. And there are people who teach us their way. But we need to follow the word, eat the word first. But to follow those things that the Lord puts into our lives, because we're here to serve Him, and there are always things that are trying to prevent us and to sidetrack us in order to do what they want us to do. They want us to hear certain stuff, but sometimes We have to consider the source. And so I'm going to depend on the Lord. And the reason I want to do the good food, bad food list, because it is so vitally important. Now, what we put into our bodies and what we expect to get out of what we put into our bodies, and we want to be as healthy as we possibly can be, because we have work to do. If the Lord allows us to stay, there's something else for us to do in His name. I wanted to talk about the things that we are putting into our bodies and how that impacts our service to the Lord. And I'm going to set my timer so that I don't over-talk. The one thing that we are doing to ourselves is eating wheat, oats, rye, and that's R-Y-E, not rice, R-Y, and barley. With the wheat especially, they put it in everything that we eat. Everything. All kinds of crazy places that you find wheat in your lotions and soap, and as well as as the food in your canned soup, they put wheat in it. The chewing gum has that little white powder on it. It's wheat. Well, when God created wheat, it was good. And for many, many years, wheat has been okay. And in fact, we as a black nation have been taught finally that we should eat only whole wheat, or we should eat brown bread. All of these things that we have been, we've heard it so much through the year that wheat bread is better than white or light bread. But I am coming to understand that has been one of those things that has been called good, but it has become evil because it does something to our bodies, prevents us from being as healthy as we possibly could be. In fact, there are now at least 250 new evolved strains of wheat. And it's not like the waving wheat that Joseph saw standing out in the field, you know, that kind of waving wheat. Now we have this little 18-inch wheat that's growing and that they are feeding to us. And what the new wheat does, it destroys our intestines. There are these little shaggy-like things in our intestines called villi, and the villi draws the nutrition out of our food and gets that into our bloodstream, as well as our bone marrow. That helps to keep us healthy. There's so much in the environment that is not good for us, but we have to have our bodies in the position to absorb the nutrition that we can get out of our food, and also how the nutrition helps to fight against all of the things that are in the environment. I follow a doctor who has had a Nobel Peace Prize nomination in medicine. He's received the GOD Award, and that's Global Official Dignitary Award from the UN because of his work in health and nutrition and medicine in countries all around the world. Dr. Wallach is 83 years old. God gave him information about health, and he's been living that way since he was very young. So that is something that I have been following. The reason that I am listening to Dr. Wallach about, and we eat a lot of oatmeal, the rye and barley, is that those four things can destroy the villi in our intestines, and then we cannot make the bone marrow, which makes the white cells in order to fight the diseases, the bacteria, and all of this stuff that's going around. We have in America about 23 million people who have passed away because of the virus, or they attribute it to the virus. And as in New York, about 4.9 million, almost 5 million, live there. And they are being infected with 4.9 million, almost 5 million people are being infected with the virus that's going around. And so many of them have died. But in Taiwan, only 19,000 infections and only 851 deaths have been recorded. In New York, there are about 661 million people. No, I'm sorry. 661,000 people have died in New York. What is the difference? The difference is New Yorkers, Floridians, Californians, and there's one other state. New Yorkers, okay, are wheat eaters. Their food supply is based on a lot of wheat. In Taiwan, they eat mostly rice, sweet potatoes, fish, that sort of thing. And Dr. Wallach has done all of this research and information, infections and deaths in different parts of the world and different states as being whether or not they eat wheat or if they eat like Asian, as he calls it. So we really need to take a look at what wheat, oats, rye, and barley can do to our health and how it has actually affected the number of infections and deaths in our country. That is, well, one of the things that I wanted to bring up. As far as even Colin Powell, a great man, passed away fairly recently. He had had all of his shots and his booster shots and everything, but he was not protected from the effects of having a weakened immune system, and why his hair was white as an indication of not a really strong immune system. So when he was faced with the virus, his intestine did not provide the protection that he needed for his immune system, so therefore he couldn't manufacture all of the necessary white blood cells in order to fight the disease, and he passed away. So I am passionate and don't want us to continue to do things to ourselves by eating wheat, oats, rye, and barley, and leave ourselves open for all kinds of things because our bodies, the immune system, is not strong enough to fight it all. And for some 60 years, Dr. Wallach has been teaching that some of our health problems exist because we are eating gluten. Gluten is a part of the wheat, the oats, the rye, and the barley. They don't grow these products like they used to. 18-inch wheat as opposed to the tall waving wheat that we used to have even here in Oklahoma. New farming ways, experimentation with our food. And in this list of good foods and bad foods, I just want you to take a look at the things on this list, and let's at least make some choices about what we put into our mouth. I have a couple of questions. Do you have any bowel problems, as irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, celiac disease, constant constipation or diarrhea? That's the first question. Second, did you have asthma as a child? Third question, do you currently have lung problems, including chronic bronchitis? And as we all have had our turn to fight off COVID or pneumonia or some of the other things that we have encountered, do you currently have those lung problems? And then the last question is, do you have any skin problems like eczema, psoriasis, a constant rash, rosacea? And last, have you had your appendix out? If you said yes to any one or more of these questions, you are probably, most likely, I would just venture to say, you are probably gluten intolerant. So that means that you need to avoid the wheat, the rye, the barley, and the oats. And you will see on your shelves in the grocery store things that say gluten-free. Read the labels to find out if it has any one of those four things in it. There are even some gluten-free, supposedly, oats on the shelf. But don't believe them, because it may not have gluten in it. It has something called gliadin, which is the evil cousin to wheat in your oats. So, and also they process these grains in facilities that might have been used to process wheat, oat, rye, or barley. If you read the label and it says it has wheat, barley, rye, or oats in it, don't eat it. This would have been nice to have been able to formulate it and say to your ears in some other way that these things are not good for you. But I think time is getting short. So I'm going to say, if it has wheat, oats, rye, or barley in it, don't eat it. Okay, what can you eat? A certain way, like soft scrambled in butter, soft boiled, poached eggs as opposed to fried eggs, fried hard, because even with cooking that way, with oil, you're putting into your body those free radicals that travel around in your blood and are the source of things like certain cancer. So avoid that. Eat butter. Cook with butter. like our foreparents used to cook with lard, and they made their own butter. Chicken, eat chicken, fish, pork, and I know, you know, they tell us that eating pork will raise our blood pressure, but blood pressure is not an inherited disease. All of our, a lot of our illnesses are caused because we are eating those four different grains, as well as most of our conditions are because of nutritional deficiency, like high blood pressure. You need more calcium as opposed to less salt, which helps us to digest the food. And then we go back, circle back, as they say, to dealing with the intestines and the lack of the villi and ability to absorb nutrition from our food and help the bone marrow to develop and defend us from all of the crazy stuff that's going around. Also, there are some additional bad foods. These are the foods that I would suggest that you avoid because they are killing us. No fried food. Nothing fried. You should boil, broil, or bake and fix your meat so that it is never more well done than medium rare. And I know I came up with the idea that, oh, no, you do not eat any meat unless it is well done. In fact, some people like their meat so well done that they burn. The burning fat is a cancer producer. So be careful. Eat food, even meat, that is not so well done that it's burned. No oil, cooking oil. Guess what? Cooking oil creates those free radicals in your bloodstream because the oil, when it is bottled, has been exposed to oxygen. And when it is exposed to oxygen, it becomes rancid. And then you fry with it. Go back to the fried food. You are putting more free radicals into your bloodstream and into your life, and that's just not a good thing. No oils of any kind. Also, finding out about nitrates and nitrites, read the labels or ask your butcher to give you uncured meat because the nitrate and the nitrates make up more free radicals, hence causing. Dr. Wallach suggests that the carbonated drinks like soda pop, which has sugar in it, and Sister G sent me some information about sugar, that sugar is another cause for a lot of the conditions and diseases that we are experiencing. We're back to what can we eat, and I am going to run off this list of good food, bad foods. I've talked a lot about the bad food, and my time actually is almost up. So, number one. Okay, I've already talked about don't eat those four things. The wheat, the oats, the rye, the barley. No oils, no cooking oil of any kind because it is already rancid when it goes into the bottle. What can you eat? Here we go. Eggs, soft scrambled. You don't want to kill the good cholesterol that is in the egg. Our brains are made up of a large percentage of cholesterol, and when they are telling us, oh no, don't eat any cholesterol. There's a long story about how we got into that and how that is hurting us. Vegetables, of course, fruit, salted nuts, but no peanuts. Peanuts tend to have some type of a bacteria on it that a fungus that will go into our body. Eat rice, millet, pure buckwheat, which is not wheat. It is its own grain, but it does not have any gluten in it. The beans, the couscous, quinoa, corn. Try to not get GMO manipulated corn. Drink coffee, tea, and red wine. Make sure you have some salted, filtered water. And I'm listening, I'm getting something on my computer that I am not asking for. How about, I don't know what. A warning to eat the butter rather than margarine, because margarine and those kinds of spreads are actually made out of cooking oil type oil that are just in a solid form. Even Crisco, it's oil in a solid form. I guess my list turned out to be more about things to try not to eat for your health and longevity. And I think I will stop at that. And if you have any questions, I'd like to hear your questions.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. Here's what we're going to do. I am going to unmute your line. And if you have any, you know, noise in the background, would you get rid of the noise? Also, when you get ready to do a question, state your name and then ask the question. So we may have a lot of questions, so if you could be very brief. If you could say, here, I'm going to ask her one question. Sister Mary, this is Sister G, why can't we pray over our food and be okay?
Please do pray over your food, because at this point in human history, we absolutely do not know what actually is in the food, or just what's there. We now have fake meat. We have lots of antibiotics in our food.
Okay, so here's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Can we just pray over our food and be okay?
You need to pray.
I'm saying that
pray
part, but I'm saying, can we pray and okay, or should we just avoid those foods that you say and eat the good food? You know what I'm saying? Some people say, well,
yeah,
I prayed over my McDonald's hamburgers, I'm going to be all right. I prayed over, you know, the list that you gave. I prayed over
yes
the barley, the wheat, and the rye. Can I just eat it?
Yes.
So that's what I'm asking you.
Okay. Sister G, yes, pray over your food, but make some, try to make the choice, best choices that you can on what the Lord tells you that you need to eat. I would suggest that you avoid the things that are on this list because we know the effect of some of these things.
All right.
So,
yeah,
choose. Okay.
All right, good. Yeah, because a lot of people think that, oh, I ate wheat, but I prayed over it. So what I'm saying is, you know, you may have questions. I'm saying the word of God says my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So you can pray over it, but, you know, you're not going to pray over some dead dog out there and eat it, right? You're going to use wisdom.
No.
So, if you can answer the question, now that's just an example. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, question. State your name and be brief. Sister Mary's gonna be brief, and we're gonna be brief. So everybody who has a question can ask and get their questions answered, and then move on to the next one. So, state your name if you have a question. All lines are unmuted.
Yes, this is Sister Fanny. What do you think about air frying your food?
Okay. Air frying is frying. And you need to avoid fried foods. And I thought, oh my goodness, when the air fryer came out, that would work. But food has oil, natural oils in it, and if you are frying, it causes free radicals. So I'm sorry to tell you, air frying is much better than frying with cooking oil.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for sharing your name and answer the question. And state your name and your question. Go ahead.
My name is Paulette, and I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. And I've joined the call late. I'm trying to find out where can I go to get this list of food that we should eat versus the ones that we shouldn't eat.
Yeah. Sister G, may I give my email address, and I can send them this list and also a video about cereal. Mary W. Nichols, Nichols, @gmail.com. Send me your email address, and I will be happy to send you the good food, bad food list, and to information that will help you choose foods that you need to eat.
Thank all right, you, ma'am. Did you say Mary W. Nichols, Nichols, @gmail.com? All right. Is that it, Sister Mary?
That is it.
Okay, thanks. Next question. Thank you for coming on. Next question, name and question.
This is Sister Laney. I was interested in the bread. You said something about cured buckwheat. What are the bread? What, you mentioned some breads, and you mentioned the word
I didn't mention
cured.
Any specific bread, and Sister G sent me a lot of commercially produced gluten-free bread. Buckwheat is not wheat, not like the grassy type wheat. That's all I can say about buckwheat.
Is there another kind of bread besides buckwheat?
That we can eat?
Actually.
Yeah.
Actually, all these have something that I have found that I make drop biscuits out of, and it is a baking mix. But a lot of the gluten-free foods that you get off of the shelf and even flours have rice flour, fava bean flour. There are a number of different kinds of flour that you can make bread from. And as I am learning how to even cook without gluten, it's an experience. It's a journey that we are on. But avoiding those four grains in your cooking and your eating. Just read the label, and there are a lot of gluten-free cookbooks that are available. So I would work toward making bread on my own so I know kind of what's in it, okay? So, Sister Land, does that answer it?
Yes, ma'am. You're talking to a non-cook. I do what I can do. I do what I can do, but you, that's really low on the totem pole, me making my own bread. But I wanted to buy my bread in the store if I can, wherever I can buy it. Buckwheat, but you said buckwheat bread is good for you.
Yeah, buckwheat is okay. It is not wheat.
Right, I understand.
You can cook it and like oatmeal and all that.
What about cornbread? Is cornbread okay? Cause it's made from corn.
Yes. Cornbread. Love cornbread. You have to put some kind of flour in it. So go to the aisles where you have different kinds of gluten-free flour to put into your cornbread.
Okay.
I make cornbread. I do not put flour in it. I make cornbread. I do not put flour in it. You can make cornbread without flour. So they in the health store, they have different kinds of products that you can make cornbread with. But you will not find them in Winn-Dixie or all the other stores. All right, we need to move on to the next question. Name and question, please. State your name
okay,
and a question if you have one.
Since no one is asking another question, this is Sister Fanny again. And yesterday I went to a place that gave me basically the same information that Sister Mary just gave me. And I bought some products from him, from them, that would allow me to make special type of breads that I would cook in a waffle iron. And the flour that is used is organic coconut flour in most of her products that she uses. But I have experienced recently, within the last 3 months, diabetic colitis. And so, therefore, I'm very conscientious now of what I eat and what I need to continue to eat. So I appreciate you, Sister Mary and Sister G, for giving us this opportunity to share our hearts and desires about our diet.
Thank you.
Next person.
Okay, this is Paulette again.
We're trying to keep it COVID. Anybody else? Take your name and your question.
This is Paulette in Jackson again. What about almond flour?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay.
Almond, favor, all kinds of flowers. But you got the short list of what to avoid. So around those four things, anything outside that group, read the label to make sure they don't sneak anything else in there on you. Sweet rye, oat,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Barley. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Next person, next question. State your name and give your question, please.
Yes. This is Linda. And I shop a lot at Whole Foods, but the last time I was in Whole Foods, one of the experts that worked there told me that even though a lot of their foods are marked healthy, that is really not. So you have to be very, very careful and read the label, because not every product in there is organic.
Exactly. Well, and organic is that sometimes is debatable as to how organic it is. It's supposed to be grown as much as possible without all of the antibiotics and all of the Roundup spray and all that sort of thing. Yes, organic, not pretty good.
I want to add something. Go ahead, Sister Mary, and then I'll add something.
Yes, that's all. Just read the label.
Also, here's what I've done. Periodically, I don't know if you remember when you were growing up, some of us, our parents did cleanses on us. They would give us a cleanse, you know, like maybe two or three times a year. So sometimes you need to do a cleanse. You can also Google, a healthy cleanse that you can do. Then when you begin to put foods in your body and you get some type of reaction, like you wheezing or you got a stomach ache or your body don't feel good, you eliminate it. So it's a process of elimination as well. And then if sometimes if you combine certain foods, you go like, wow, I had this and that. Okay, let me just try it singly and see how it works. So my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And many times we have to ask Father God, Father, is this good food for me? You know, sometimes I want to eat something. He said, no, not, don't eat that. One time I disobeyed. I had the worst stomach ache in the world. I went by my tongue what I wanted to eat rather than what he told me. And even when you get in the secret place a lot, God will help you. He'll say, no, don't eat that. Try that. Also, a few months ago, the Lord said to me, he said, your blood pressure's up. My blood pressure's never be up. So I didn't even have a doctor to go to. So I went, somebody told me, go to Walmart. I went to Walmart, got my blood pressure, just like Father God said, it was up. So I knew what product to take. I Googled it before, but also I've gone to holistic nutritionists. I've gone to blood analysts. And so I found this product in the health food store for high blood pressure. And I took it for maybe a couple of days. I didn't have it no more. I went back, got my blood pressure checked at Walmart. It was gone. Checked it again another month. It's gone. Next person, next question.
Sister G, what was the name of the product?
We're going to explain.
Sister G, this is Sister Laney. What was the name of that? Sister G, this is Sister Laney. What was the name of the product you bought that brought your blood pressure down?
It's called
Can you share
Kyolic.
That?
Yeah, Kyolic for blood pressure. There are several kinds of Kyolic, and this Kyolic, something like that. I'll text it to you. Kyolic
all
for
right,
blood pressure.
You.
Now, I'm not telling you all to get off your blood pressure medicine.
No.
Right.
But
no.
What I'm saying is, a lot of times, if you cleanse your body, if you also, now I'm not an overweight person, but I was getting a lot of fat. in my waistline. And I said, okay, because I've gone to Holistic Nutrition, and so I know. I went to the health food store, and I bought some lecithin. And lecithin cuts fat. You know, if you start getting too much fat, it will cut the fat. Now, I was 130, and then I got my weight check recently, and I was 125. I said, okay, no more lecithin. I don't need it no more. So there are a lot of products that we can take to help us that are natural products. I heard somebody else wanted to ask a question. State your name and question.
Sister Mary, would you spell lecithin?
L-E-S-E-T-H-I-N. I believe that is correct. Lecithin. I'll have to look
and
it
thank
up.
You. Also, Sister G, I have a free health evaluation that looks at what your lifestyle is, and it does, I make suggestions on what you can use in order to correct those problems and not just one product, because we need, it's called what's the word? Brain freeze. anyway, some things that will help us have some other cofactors that need to go along with a particular vitamin in order to correct or change the direction of a health issue. Like the vitamin D3 that we've been taking, you need to have vitamin D3 plus vitamin K. And the vitamin K is what gets your vitamin D3 into your cells in order to keep you healthy or to fight off some of the things that are going on. So sometimes just choosing one vitamin off the shelf does not completely cover what your issue is. Anyway, if you don't mind, if you send me an email to MaryWNichols@gmail.com, I'll send you the good food, bad food list and information about this free health evaluation, and you get me as your personal coach. Okay? Anyway, thank you, Sister G, for
thank you. We appreciate you. For the lady that asked about lecithin, it's L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N. L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, lecithin. All right, anybody
thank
else
you.
Have a question? State your name. You're welcome. All right, well, we're going to be having prayer soon. So if you need prayer, you can state your name. We're going to be praying for people. If you need prayer, state your name, and I'll be praying for you. Somebody, Sister Laney's going to help me as well, and Sister Gloria Dean. So you need prayer, state your name, and we'll pray for you.
Bridget Nichols and my family.
All right, Bridget. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my precious daughter, your precious daughter, Bridget, who knows your name, O God. And we are grateful, Father, for what you're doing in Bridget's life. Lord, you know she has young ones, children, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for her, helping her train them up in the way that they should go. And, Father, I thank you for protecting them from seen and unseen dangers from the coronavirus as well. Oh, God, I thank you for teaching her everything she needs to know for life and godliness. But her mom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her mom's body in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for what you're doing for Bridget, for her family. Bless each one of her children. Help her son Frederick to make wise choices, oh God. And we bless and honor you. We thank you for Bridget in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Bridget. Next, state your name, please.
Amen.
Yes, Linda, praying for holiness and righteousness in the leaders, the body of Christ.
All right, Sister Linda, you can pray that yourself. You want to pray that? You can go ahead and pray, Sister Linda.
That's my request.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, you're an awesome God, a mighty King, a holy King. And you said, be ye holy as I am holy. So, Father, I thank you for teaching apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers and pastors how to be holy in the name of Jesus, what it means to be holy, oh God. I thank you, Father God, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, you said, don't be conformed to this world. The world has ways that are not like me, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, Father, I thank you that apostles and prophets and all of the fivefold ministry will begin to study the word again. Many of them are busy doing trillions of things, and they do not get into the word anymore. They don't take time to come into the secret place. So we decree and declare that every spirit that's unlike the Holy Spirit on our leaders will be knocked off of them in the name of Jesus. They will begin to come into a deeper walk with you in the name of Jesus. They'll begin to study your word, read your word, obey your word. And so, Father, when they are leading people, they have to have a closer walk with you. So we cover every leader in every church with the blood of Jesus, but they have a higher level of anointing than most people. And so in the name of Jesus, we cover them with the blood. We decree and declare distractions are moved from them. Every enemy on assignment to take our leaders off of their assignment, we call them up and out, null and void. We cut you off at the root right now. We decree and declare they will get focused again on your word. They will spend time in your presence. They will spend time praying for the souls of the people that you put them over, oh God. And so we thank you for what you're going to do for leaders. Holiness is the way. In not their holiness, Lord God, but your holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
What's your name? Your prayer. Yes, ma'am. Name and prayer request. We're going to be closing out soon. All right. Well, it looks like everybody has stated their name and prayer request. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the baby that we pray for, particularly baby Chloe, who has to go in for a procedure on tomorrow. But I thank you that you are going ahead of her. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the right doctors, the right anesthesiologists, the care people that will be in the room, and Lord, dispatch your holy angels all around her in the name of Jesus, all around that room in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Lord God, that she will live and not die. She will declare your work in the name of Jesus, and Lord, she will grow up to rock her great-grandbabies on her knees and tell them about the good God that delivered her out of the hand of the enemy when she was 2 years old. So we decree and declare that she is whole, made healed, well, in Jesus' name. Someone else said something? What's your name, please?
Oh, it was me that was getting ready to ask for prayer.
Okay.
For our nation, that there would be truth in all things, health, food, how we are to lift each other up
in prayer, because the food thing is something that I believe is being manipulated by the evil one, and that we are falling into that. And as you said,
okay,
we
Mary, can you pray that request? Can you pray that, Sister Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, we just praise you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. Can't thank you enough for who you are and how you have saved us. You covered us with the precious blood of your Son, Jesus. And so, Lord, as we live and eat, we have you as our source. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would point us in the direction of, as Sister a few minutes ago prayed for holiness, that you would lead us to do those things for ourselves that make us fully useful by you. Help us to share what we learn, Lord, as a means of keeping us holy and ready to do your will. We just thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings, all of your provision. And, Lord, I'm just asking that you would point us in the right direction, lead us away from those things that are killing us and that are making us to the point where we cannot serve you as you would have us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the basic thing today that we need you to know is that there are alternatives to the regular healthcare system. There are alternatives. So you want to start to check those out. I went the other day and had blood analysis done. Had my blood done. They prick your finger, put it under a microscope, tell you what's going on in your body. They prescribe herbs, vitamins, minerals, et cetera, like that. They tell your body fat content, your just basic things, and then they give you, herbs and vitamins and minerals. So there are other things, because the medicine is making a lot of people very, very sick. You take one and you say, well, doctor, I didn't have this before. Then they give you another one, and then the next medicine makes you sick. So, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So we got to be knowledgeable in 2022 about our own bodies. Do you know that it's not the doctor who's responsible for your health? You are. So you have to take control of your own health and say, listen, I need a good doctor, Lord God. There are good doctors, but you have to search them out. So what I'm telling you is, it's not just a doctor you can go to. And I know that Jesus is a healer. He still does miracles. But until he sends you a miracle, you're going to need to know what's going on in your body. So there are different. There are iridologists. They look in the iris of your eye and tell you what's going on in your body. So there are other methods. Search them out. All right. Anybody else need prayer? We're getting ready to close out. State your name and your prayer request quickly, please.
Sister G, I'd like us to say a prayer about our young people's mental wellness. People dealing with depression, and we had a 16-year-old here 2 weeks in Jackson that jumped off a bridge. He left school in the middle of the day and jumped off the bridge. Our funeral was yesterday. Just pray for mental wellness for our young people. The pandemic and everything that has triggered them.
All right, can you say a quick prayer for that, Sister Lane?
Father,
and then if you can close us out.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we so love you. We thank you that your heart has already declared that we can live and not die if we allow you to have lordship in our lives. We live forever with you. In the name of Jesus, We are a few of your servants have come together, touch and agree, and according to your word, 2 and 3, touch and agree, you'll be in the midst. We know you're in the midst right now, and we honor you, God, and we're humbled by your presence. We so thank you for this kind of love and this kind of communion that we have with you. And in the name of Jesus, we come, God, lifting up our young people all over the world, all over the world, even the young people in Ukraine and Russia, but especially the children who've been wounded by adults who were not able to manage them properly, didn't train them, didn't tell them about who you were. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we pray for a miracle of salvation, first of all, that you will send ministry to them to let them know that you love them and you purpose them, and there is hope in you always, in the name of Jesus. And as Sister G said, until that time come when they can hear this information, we pray, God, that you hold back the darkness, that they will not destroy themselves, and that the things around them will not destroy them. Hold back the darkness, God, to give them a chance to hear about your love. Give them a chance to hear how valuable they are, and they will be not so quick to want to give up and throw their lives away. Hallelujah. We pray for adults who are in their presence through the schools, through the communities, through the churches, whatever environment they're in. Say a special prayer for parents and teachers and preachers, that they say what the children need to hear. And in order for them to do that, they need to hear from you. So we pray, God, for a move of the Holy Spirit on parents to really parent their children, on preachers to really do lordship to represent you well in Jesus' name. So we thank you, God, and we leave it at the foot of the empty cross, God. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus, because nothing is possible without you. We so need you. We can't do anything without you. So we bring them, and we declare in the name of Jesus, Father, that you have full authority. You are sovereign, God. You have absolute authority. You influence all of this. So, God, we pray for your divine move. We bind the enemy in the name of Jesus, that he will not destroy our young people. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Bless, God, all the people on the line, everything we've heard today. Put it in perspective, organize it for us in our thinking, that we can honor you, Father, as we always have, but be wise in our choices, that we can do be a better steward of our bodies. So love you. Thank you for Sister G and Sister Mary and all those on the line. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Delaney. Powerful prayer. I thank God for each of you. Thank you, Sister Mary, so much for the time you took to study that information, bring it to us. And I thank God for each of you, our coming points. You're invited to come on with us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. If you don't have the number, call the person that invited you, or you can call me, and I will give you the number. My number is 504-931-7399. Every Wednesday we study the Word of God. So I thank God for each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise the Lord like you never have before. Don't pray for you and your four. Pray for the whole world, because we need it. I love you all. Talk to you soon. God loves you too. Hallelujah.
Love you. Thank you.